Joining us right now at the broadcast table, we have Coach Lynn Tuttle of the Emory Lady Spartans. And Coach, well, it's a win. You guys move on to the state championship game for the second consecutive year, topping Grantsville 56-36. However, that was a very physical game tonight.
It was. It was a knockdown, drag out fight. We kind of expected it to be that. I mean, they got some big girls. That's probably some of their strength, and they wanted to get physical, and they made it a physical game. But not one of our best offensive outputs this year. We struggled shooting from the field. It's an ugly win, but we got the win, and that's what we was after.
One of the things I mentioned to Scott is you look at the final statistics, 36% from the field. You never know the way statistics are going to fall. A lot of it depends on the way the game is played, but it's a pretty low percentage for a victory in a state tournament game of this magnitude. You don't see that too often.
No, that's like I say, uncharacteristic of us to shoot that poorly. But give Grantsville credit. They're the ones that force us to play like that. When we got our open looks, we just couldn't put the ball in the net. We started early, especially settling for threes, and that's kind of one of the habits our girls get into that I'm not real fond of, so we told them quit settling and take it to the hole. And a few of them girls, especially Caitlin Toomer, she kind of took it in her own hands and took over there for a little while. And once she gets going, she gets other girls involved, and good to see her take charge and take it to the hole.
Yeah, Caitlin finishes with 17 points tonight. I've been so impressed with the aggressiveness of Caitlin throughout this tournament. Same thing yesterday against Carbon. I mean, she was very aggressive, not only offensively but defensively as well.
Yes, she is. She's athletic and strong, very difficult to guard one-on-one, and definitely her strength if she'll take it to the hole, penetrate. Now, like I say, not only does she finish well at the rim, but she'll get other girls involved where they're coming to the rim and get them some easy buckets.
It was obvious that the game plan of Grantsville was to get Megan Jensen out of the game. They wanted to attack. They wanted to draw a couple of fouls. And look, the easiest way to neutralize Megan is, I guess, to get her off the court. They tried. Megan played very disciplined, though, defensively, especially in the paint. Now that we have a restricted area, it helps out a lot from a broadcast standpoint. She's right underneath the basket and still playing disciplined defense.
Yeah, she was. And she did get in a little bit of foul trouble tonight. She's been extremely good all year being careful and not doing that, you know. Playing aggressively enough not to get the calls on her, but she sat early with a little bit of foul trouble, and then late she had a little bit of foul trouble. But that was Grantsville's main object, is to keep her out of the paint. And they've got some big strong girls that I think they actually done a good job on Megan tonight. I don't know what she ended up with.
She ended up with 12 points and 9 rebounds, so still okay. A pretty productive game. Maybe a quiet 12 points, quieter 12 points, I guess, if that's possible.
Yeah. She averaged 17 on the year.
And, yeah.
But, yeah, I think they've done a good job on her.
Coach, let's talk about Kinley Toomer. She was banged up anyways, took a couple of hard shots in this game. You really never know what a kid's going to feel like 24 hours from now, but what's the word on Kinley right now?
Well, right now she got the biggest problem with her is her lower back. She tweaked it. It's bothering her bad. She didn't play much, I think, 1 minute in the third quarter, see if she could go, and she couldn't go. So she sat out for almost a half, and Taden Nielsen went in there and actually done a pretty good job filling in for Kinley. But, she's beat up, definitely. She caught one to the thigh, and that's bothering her, and she's already kind of ailing with the ankle injury. So we'll baby her tonight, keep ice on her, and see if we can't get her going for tomorrow.
Last year we had Caitlin Toomer with an injury. Maybe one year both the Toomer girls will be healthy going into the state championship game. I know at this stage it's hard to find anyone that's 100% healthy because the season is such a grind. I mean, it goes from November all the way through February, so there's been a lot of basketball that has been played. But if Kinley can't go against Richfield, or you have to use her in limited minutes, is it Taden Nielsen that takes the majority of the ball handling duties? I mean, where do you go from there?
Well, I think to start the game, we've got our sixth man that comes off the bench is Morgan Herzman. Mm-hmm. We'll still go that way and probably put Lainey Jensen at the one. She's pretty seasoned at the one, smart, handles the ball well. So the only thing that it does for us is kind of pulls her off the wing where we like to throw the ball and get her involved shooting. But at times, Taden will come in and take some responsibility as the one and trying to get everybody involved and pushing the ball.
This will be your second state championship as a head coach. What did you learn from the first go-around, or anything at all? I mean, that's a vague question, Coach. But looking back on it, I mean, Is there anything that you'll do differently this go around compared to last time?
Well, not necessarily. Last year, you know, we called timeout. We kind of had a game plan and went out. We didn't convert fully. I don't know if I didn't make it clear or whatever. But, you know, we get in a situation like that tomorrow. I like to try to save my timeouts late. I'll definitely make it clear to everyone what our get everybody on the same page and let them know what we're trying to accomplish at a certain time, whatever point of the game we're in.
It is a rubber match with Richfield. Won once at home, lost on the road. Now we get them in a neutral site. I mean, it's only right. I mean, you got to play them three times now. Obviously, the two best teams in the 3A classification. You and I have talked a lot about Richfield throughout the year. When you go up against a team a third time, though, it's a lot different. We saw that last year with North Sevier.
Yeah, it is. I mean, we know each other really well. All season, though, I kind of had the feeling this was going to happen, and visiting with Coach Peterson of Richfield, he had the same thoughts. So, yeah, you know, we know them well. They know us well. We'll try to take away their strengths, and they'll do the same to us.
What's that one strength that you got to try to – you know, I think when you get these two teams together, you can't take a strength away, but you can limit a strength. I mean, that's kind of my estimation on it because these are two really good teams. So what's the one thing that you focus on?
Well, they're great shooters, especially Emma. We got to kind of get up into her early and don't give her any open looks early. Try not to get her involved early. And Navity, obviously she's a great guard. She penetrates, gets everybody involved. So we got to try to stop her penetration.
As far as the moment goes, it should help that these girls were there last year, but Richfield, they're no strangers to state championship games either. So it's almost like a chess match tomorrow night, Coach. I'm looking forward to the contest.
Yeah, it is. It ought to be a good game, and we'll see how it falls at the end buzzer.
I know you want to watch this guy's game, Coach, so I'm going to let you go, but I appreciate you stopping by the broadcast booth. Congratulations on the win. Let's go get one more.
I agree with you. Thanks a bunch, Jordan.
All right, thanks, Coach.